You're listening to Juno Afternoon. It's 20 minutes to the top of the hour. I'm Shelley Delaney, and my final guest today is Truett. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
So you're here representing the Juno School District. What's your role there?
So I actually work for the Zach Gordon Youth Center, and we partner with the school district throughout the BAM after school activities for our middle school students.
What is BAM?
BAM. It's a body and mind. So we believe that all students deserve positive, healthy after-school activities that are free. So we work with partners in the community and volunteers to provide a variety of different free after-school activities for our middle schoolers. So anything from cooking clubs to babysitter trainings to taekwondo to Quidditch.
Quidditch. That's fun. Yeah, I was just about to ask, what sort of activities do you offer? And it sounds like there's a lot. And also that these activities, the selection of the activities for the program are based on student input and some, a number of other things. So how do you make the decision?
Sure. So we our activities are both based on some input from students, what students seem they're interested in, and for what volunteers are interested in doing. So we're always trying to find new volunteers. Most of our activities last 4 to 10 sessions. It can be once a week or a few days in a row or whatever works for that particular volunteer. And an activity can be something of their interest.
So it sounds like activities are mainly volunteer-led. Who are these volunteers and how does one become a volunteer?
Sure. So we work with volunteers. Like today, right now, I have Master Schroeder, Mike Schroeder. He's a retired teacher and principal, and he teaches taekwondo after school. Coming in next week, I have Laura Statz with the Bartlett Hospital, and she does a safe sitter babysitter training. So we have lots of different volunteers doing all different kinds of things. And to become a volunteer, all they have to do is contact me. We talk about it, and we can develop an idea on what they want to do and get it on the schedule. So they can contact me either by calling me at 796-5811, or they can also email at bam@juno.org.
Excellent. And do you have a lot of participants in these after-school programs?
Sure. Most of our activities average probably about a dozen or so students, but we have multiple activities going on in a day, and we work with both Floyd Dryden and with Zonta Kahini Middle School.
You feel like these programs are pretty accessible, like all the kids find out about them. There's no anyone who wants to should be able to participate.
Yeah, as long, whatever they want to do, we try to get kids in. We promote most of our activities at lunchtime.
So they all hear about it.
Yeah, and through flyers and all that type of thing.
Cool. I know that it's good to have after-school programs to keep kids out of trouble and whatnot, but does BAM have any specific goals?
Our goals largely are to keep kids in healthy mentorship and to keep them engaged and positively in their community. So when people like Mark Wheeler over at COPA does an ice cream group and kids who've been in that group see him, they know they have a positive someone in the community cares about them, and they can have that connection.
How long has BAM been going on?
This is year 7. This
wow.
is year 7. It was started after the Boys and Girls Club closed and after the district lost a lot of funding for after school. So a group of people from the community got together and looked for a way to provide a low-cost program. So we use the school facilities. We use volunteers. And that keeps us as low cost as possible.
Is there an official enrollment process or registration, or can kids just come when something interests them and not at other times?
We have permission slips that we hand out, so students can then bring in those permission slips and just get signed up really easy.
Excellent. I also understand there's free transportation, so how is that provided? How
sure.
do you take it?
So the lining up with trying to keep that low-cost initiative, we use the activity buses that the schools use. So all of our activities take place from 3 to 4:30. So when students are done, they can hop on the sports bus and get a ride home.
Wow. You guys have just thought of everything.
I owe a lot to those before me to come up with this.
Great. So BAM is going on now?
It is. Today I think there's Taekwondo at Zatakahini and slime making at Floyd Dryden.
Well, both of those sound like fun. I don't know which one I would choose. Great. Well, Truett, well, thank you for that overview of BAM. Is there anything specific you want our audience to know or to do about BAM or with BAM?
Sure.
BAM?
One is we're always looking for volunteers. I know middle schoolers can be scary. They're in that weird stage where they're still kind of cute like elementary school kids, but they're starting to get that high school influence. And they're caught somewhere in the middle, but I assure you they're not as scary as they seem. They're neat and they're weird and they're quirky and they're awesome, and certainly worth some time. But one great thing we're doing this year is kind of a start of a new initiative. Is so we working with the United Way. We brought on an AmeriCorps member to start this family engagement initiative. So we're looking for ways to try to get families more involved. And one of the big ways we're doing that is once a month, we're going to offer a family night at each school. So at Zatakahini, at Floyd Dryden. Our first one is actually tomorrow at Zatakahini at 5:00. All of our nights will include a free meal and some type of healthy activity. So tomorrow night we'll be doing games and slime making. Slime's real popular right now.
I guess so.
It is.
I've heard a few people talk about it.
So then that will be our first one. And next week we'll have one next Wednesday on the 19th at Floyd Dryden.
Excellent. Where can we find out more information about this program?
Sure. You can find information about it on the Zach Gordon Youth Center Facebook page. And we're kind of in the process of transitioning. So there's the JunoAfterSchool.com, but we're bringing it all together, and it's not started yet under a CBJ Kids for all the youth services activities.
That'll be nice to have one page, like a one-stop
for
the
Zach
for
Gordon
resources.
And all that. But that's
in progress?
It's not up yet.
Okay. Cool. Well, I'll be excited when it is, because I always go check out everything online when I can, and that'll make it easy for me. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about while you're here today, Truett?
I can talk all day. But I'm really excited to get this sort of family initiative going. It's a great opportunity to try to get families into doing new things, and every time we can get a foot of a parent in the school in a positive way. This is fun. It's educational. So we're really excited about that. And man, I always need volunteers. The schedule's always changing. So feel free to give me a call or send an email, and we're happy to connect.
Well, thank you so much for being here today and for telling us all about it and for telling us not to be afraid of middle schoolers. That's really helpful. And thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you.